This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm super excited to have a returning guest. We're talking about HCell Energy Corporation. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HCCC. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Andy Hidalgo. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Thank you for having us.
You guys are crushing it out of the park. I mean, first quarter revenues, second quarter revenues. Give us a little update on your company, and then I want to get into the Q&A. Maybe give us a little bit about statement of who you guys are.
Yeah, Everett, we are a clean energy company focused on the development and deployment of a hydrogen energy system that includes solar, battery, fuel cell, and hydrogen generation technology. Now, the system's designed, installed, and maintained by our company for residential and commercial applications with the purpose of providing self-sustaining clean energy for off-grid electricity. And the system can also be tied into the utility grid for energy credits where applicable.
You know, I wanted to go over last time that we talked, you've added some board members, Mr. Doyle and Mr. Benton. You want to bring us up to speed on that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. The two directors we added, Mike Doyle, who is the retired president of Comcast Cable, and Mike is a very active member and brings to us a wealth of corporate experience. Charlie Benton is worked at Ascena Retail, which is the largest one of the largest retail outlets for women's apparel, and also worked for Conrail. He was in the accounting area, so he gives us great expertise in audit committee experience. So we're pretty excited to have both those two members on our board, and they're both independent directors.
You know, the last time we spoke was around February of this year. You introduced us to some exciting clean energy technology based on hydrogen energy. Bring us up to date on the company's development. Where are we at in that process?
Sure. HCell Energy has increased its revenue production considerably from an acquisition concluded in January of 2017. We just filed our fiscal year 2017 second quarter results, and we achieved close to $2 million in revenue, over $200,000 in net income, and 3 cents in earnings per share, fully diluted. In addition, we now have a backlog of projects close to $1 million and a bid list of over $5 million. Also, the interest in hydrogen energy systems remains high, as many potential customers are considering clean energy solutions to lessen the dependence on the grid. The market continues to develop for our technology, and we see a strong future for our products and services.
You know, we hear so much about developing of hydrogen in this economy. Can hydrogen become a primary energy source for the future?
Yeah, we believe it will be a primary energy source for the future, and we have residential installations that are operating on hydrogen energy today. As discussed previously, hydrogen is the most abundant energy source on the planet. It can be created by electrolyzing water. There's no drilling, fracking, or environmentally damaging procedure to create hydrogen. It has no carbon emission, and it can be used to produce electricity and can be used for transportation. Today, producing hydrogen has become more cost efficient. Toyota, Hyundai, Honda, and General Motors developed hydrogen vehicles that are more efficient than electric or hybrid vehicles. So the future is moving in the direction of hydrogen as a primary energy source. We see in the future an off-grid hydrogen-powered house with a hydrogen fueling station for a hydrogen car as a cost-efficient reality for consumers. Truly, in our mind, Everett, a clean energy solution that protects our planet.
You know, what do you see as HCC Energy's role in the hydrogen community and economy on overall?
HCell Energy Corporation is focused on becoming the premier systems integrator for hydrogen energy. We look to integrate solar, battery technology, fuel cell technology, and hydrogen generation technology into one clean energy solution for end users. And this includes solutions for residential properties and commercial applications. It requires a high level of engineering expertise and programming to deploy a hydrogen energy system, and we have the technical capability.
You know, what inning do you think you guys are in? You know, you guys are a fast-growing technology company. I want to know what inning you think you're in the hydrogen, and also how large can this market opportunity be?
Well, lessening the dependence on fossil fuels with clean energy systems continues to be a high-growth sector. There are those that want to address carbon emissions and global warming, and there are those that are concerned about an aging grid that is vulnerable to breakdowns, cyber attacks, and electromagnetic pulses. So the market is looking for clean energy solutions for the future. Our hydrogen energy system is a clean energy solution for the future. The cost of an average 8-cell energy system today is approximately $100,000 without the tax incentives. With the government tax incentive of 30%, it drops the price down to $70,000. However, it is still not a price that the masses can afford. We estimate of the 125 million homes in the United States, 100,000 homes can easily justify our hydrogen energy system, which, although is a small fraction of the total homes, it represents a $10 billion market potential, which will continue to expand in the future as the price, as it becomes even more cost efficient for these systems.
Before you give us a list of milestones that you have accomplished thus far, I would like to bring out some milestones to my listeners. In the first quarter, this company did $1.866 million in revenue. They lost about $56,000 in overall. And then the second quarter, they did $1.93 million in revenue. They did a net profit of $207,000. So for the year, they're up about $150,000. And diluted and basic, they're about 3 cents. Profit share. So that being said, give us a list of milestones you have accomplished thus far in 2017.
Well, Everett, we were founded in August of 2015 and based in Flemington, New Jersey. We completed a successful pre-IPO in June of 2016 and completed an organic public filing in October of 2016. We're now a fully reporting company on the OTCQB with a goal to move to the NASDAQ in the future. We acquired our first company in January 2017 and now have approximately 46 employees and two locations. One location is here in the States in New Jersey, and the other location is, of course, in Australia.
Well, let's talk about that Australia company. The name of that company is the Pride Group. Why did you choose to acquire that company in Australia?
Well, the company we acquired in Australia is a security systems integrator with an upstart clean energy division. And the attraction to Asia Pacific is the opportunity. Here in the States, although we can easily justify our systems in certain geographic locales, consumers pay on average 12 cents per kilowatt hour, which is how really you measure electricity. In Asia Pacific, a kilowatt hour can cost anywhere from 30 cents to a dollar, depending on the geographic locale.
Wow.
Obviously, the more you pay for electricity, the easier it is to justify our systems. In addition, the grid infrastructure is not as developed in Asia Pacific. So we believe that the Asia Pacific market, including China and India, can become an even larger market for us than the U.S. For hydrogen energy systems.
So Andy, where do we go from here? So what is our goal for the last two quarters and beyond?
Well, Everett, as the hydrogen energy market develops, we want to time this market expansion by acquiring solar integrators, electrical contractors, or HVAC contractors that are profitable. More importantly, we need their licenses, technical staff, geographic coverage, and customer base. Our goal is to acquire these businesses, preserve their core business, and train them on the design and implementation of our hydrogen energy system. We can then focus on their customer base to increase our organic revenue. So the bottom line continues to be to build revenue, earnings, and of course, build shareholder value. So we're very encouraged about the future.
Well, I think you're on your way. The first two quarters are outstanding. In closing, Andy, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
No, just to keep an eye on us, because we are growing. We have a lot of action items in place to really make this company very special. And we hope that we can add shareholders as we continue to achieve our results.
Our guest today has been HCell Energy Corporation. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol HCCC. Their float is only about 1 million shares. Their market cap's around 17.6 million. I think they're very undervalued, even at 250. They're only trading about 3 times revenues towards market cap. Andy, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success and ask you that you come on sooner than this time. I mean, I don't know if I can wait another 9 months or something like that for you to come on here.
Well, thank you very much, Everett. I really appreciate the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.